Happy Monday. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV, coming to you live on Memorex on this most glorious of Mondays. Undisclosed location, altered default route. I walked a little bit this morning and then had to circle back to the apartment to check on something, and then embarked on the default route and probably started so early I'm probably gonna walk the full route and still make it back in time. Give myself enough time to be ready to punch that clock at 12 noon today on this Monday, end of the weekend. Two Mondays in a row. It's not a thank God it's Monday Monday. It's a glorious Monday. No, not glorious. It's a wonderful Monday. I feel good. Mr. Skill told me 203.4 this morning. Last Monday, they told me 204.6. I am almost 100% definitely sure that it's the black of miles that's curbing my appetite or distracting me or from boredom eating. I ate lunch yesterday. I got some Cleo Leo's fried chicken from Stater Brothers, and I went to Wingstop. And in my zealousness for Wingstop fries, I got three of them. Paying $15. Three of them was way too much. So now I got like a big giant bag, 1 gallon storage bag full of Wingstop fries. But I'm thinking the air fryer will bring them back to life, so I'm not too distraught about that amount of waste. I think I'll be able to pull something out of it, and of course the chicken will still be good. That's if I eat any, because I got salad in there. And I'm back on the work week, so I should go back to my more strict diet. Basically, cottage cheese, broccoli, breakfast, and a salad at night. With my potato chips now. Salad with my potato chips. Salad has a lot of dressing, meat and cheese, mushrooms. But I'm not using the iceberg lettuce anymore. I read that a long time ago. So don't even use iceberg lettuce. It's like zero. It's nothing to it. It does nothing for you. I don't think it satisfies you. There's no calories in or anything. They say get the spring mix or the spinach. So I started getting that. And it's much more filling. And it feels like you're eating something. That iceberg lettuce is, it's just like a waste, I guess, unless you just want to put it on your burger or something. But even then, you know, what's the point? It's like nothing to it. And I put a lot of dressing and meat. Put meat and cheese and mushrooms. Try to put a lot of lettuce in it. I mean, not lettuce, try to put a lot of that spring. I think I got baby spring. Last time I got 50-50 spinach and baby spring. And this time I got 100% baby spring. You know, for like $6 in that rectangular kind of tub, tube, plastic thing. And I got, there was some spinach, and I got a bag of spinach. Extra bag of spinach to add to it. To give it some body. I even eat the stems. You know how you eat the spinach and the stems be there? I shoot them right up too with all that cheese, dressing, But whatever I'm doing seems to be working. And at work also, the adjustment I made, quote unquote, to protect myself from burning out. We'll see. Like I said, I applied for another position. See how that goes. If I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. And if I don't, I'll be ready. I'm preparing myself for the next one. Put my hat in the ring. See what's going on. See how it goes. Play it out. Like I said, I'm concerned about the working from home aspect of it. The how much working from home is involved. Because if it's like 3 days in the office, that kills my traveling back to Ohio, basically. But we'll see. And I'll be evaluated, obviously, before I take the position. Maybe even be able to negotiate something. We'll see. Also, you may notice I don't have a wind guard on. See, no wind guard on the microphone. The rubber band broke down. You know how they just kind of get all squeegee or whatever and they break and sticky. It did good though. So that's the way to go. The rubber band was the way to go. So I'll find another one or a better one. And we'll go from there. People need to watch out how they be riding the bikes on the sidewalk. Get on the street. Riding by people. Just saying. So it's a good Monday. Ready for the work week. Ready for week number 3. Not taking a day off. Last week I approved my time card. So I should see about 25, 26 hours of PTO. Accumulated PTO. So I had 18 last week. And I should get about 8 this week. So we'll see where that goes. And just keep it going, you know. 2 more weeks. I have 32. And then it's almost a couple weeks. The traveling may start. I mean, all I would have to do is take off that Friday and go to Oakland. That's the first show of the tour, too. And then it'll be just what's making it tough is there's a show in Pittsburgh, May 20th, and I'm going to be back there. And that's going to be kind of tough to miss. It's either, and I don't want to push my PTO to the bare limit, which is where it's at right now. If I factor in accumulation up until those dates and how much I can consume. But maybe if I can like work Memorial Day and then use those hours for the Wednesday that I have to take off, which is my birthday. Or something like that. but I don't even know if it's in the same week. Gotta figure it out. Take a look. If I can work Memorial Day instead of getting double time, I'll use those hours for that Wednesday. That'll save me 8 hours. And if I can squeeze some hours out of other places, one of which may be after the DC show, waking up, flying to Cleveland, renting a car, driving to Youngstown and working that day. That might be a strain on the old man. But there are things you can do. Let's just leave it at that. There are things you can do. And I don't even mean to say that all deviousness. You know, like devious or insincere, snicker. What's the word? Essence and conniving or sinister. I don't want to say that sound all sinister or anything. There are things you can do. So I might be able to work that if I can get those 2 days. Because it would be nice to take off that Friday and drive up to Oakland. Woo! It would be nice. Take off that Friday. The more I think about it, the more I like that taste in my mouth. And if I had any kind of gumption, I would stay up there and go to Santa Cruz the next day. But I vowed not to go to a show in Santa Cruz anymore. But, you know, you're already up there, damn. And that's a Saturday. Be Friday night, Saturday night, and then get up Sunday, drive back and have the day. You know, to get out of there early like I usually like to do. Get home and I'll have Sunday night to recoup. The more I think about it, the more I might try to make that happen. Would I rather do that and miss Pittsburgh? If I had to choose, would I rather be in Oakland? Yeah, I'd rather miss Pittsburgh. But that's gonna be hard, being in Youngstown. I've been to the Rock Scene before too. I've seen P-Funk at that venue before. So I ran into Funkster Jones. And I think Ron was there too. And Darlene Dowdell, as I remember. So, we'll see. The more I think about it, the more I think about it, the more, and I think Oakland is general admission. I gotta check and see if Oakland's general admission. I gotta get a seat. Not that it should matter, but you know. You know how I gotta be front row. Now you got me thinking about it. But other than that, it's a beautiful day. As you can tell, out here doing what I'm doing. Getting that sweat on, getting those steps in, keeping that weight down. Looking for, actually, I ain't gonna say I'm looking forward to the work day, but I'm not dreading it. I'm not dreading the work day like I could. I'm looking at it as something that could be, I don't want to say platonic. I don't know if platonic is the word, but something that can be, you know, even keel. Not too much of this, not too much of that. And then as I get traction, I find myself naturally doing more and more, putting more into it. But if I, it's just that I don't want to start with the pressure. Go, 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 go. Go, 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 go. That, I think that was starting to burn me out and wear me out. You know, they preach to us many, lots of time, all the time about one interaction at a time. Take your time, focus. In fact, they switched our system over to where we only can have, we only get one email in our queue at a time. But they're gonna switch that back because it's not working. Because the emails pile up. So they gonna change that to where we get more emails at one time. Which ain't bad. They gonna figure it out. Either no matter what they do, I'm gonna be okay with it. No matter what they do, I'll figure it out. And I'll make it work for me. So I'm not too stressed or worried about that. What I am worried about, I'm thinking about Oakland. Got me thinking about Oakland. And I was gonna let Oakland go. Shit. I'm gonna have to do Oakland. I'm gonna have to figure that out. No way I better work that day. No way I better get those days, that time. If I gotta sacrifice, if I can work, Memorial Day, and use that day for PTO on another day, and then oh, and my boss was telling me something about, you know, if you don't travel, do you have to take, I'm gonna ask HR. You see, I'm gonna be back east with my family. Is there a way I can get a waiver for so many weeks to not have to come into the office? I'm gonna ask him. That would help a lot. That would help a lot. I'm gonna ask him, say, I'm gonna be back home in Ohio visiting my daughter and my granddaughter. Is there any way I can get for like 3 weeks, 4 weeks? Is there any way I can get a waiver to work from home during that time? If I could say I had to babysit or something. I don't know if I do or not. And I don't actually, because I gotta ask my daughter, how do you work Wednesday? But then I'd have to work and babysit, which can be done. I don't know, I'm gonna ask anyway. That would be a big help. If I could do that, that would be a big help. That'd be like 4 days. That'd be like 4 days. Four Wednesday. I'll be back there for four Wednesdays. The 14th, the 21st, the 28th. Wow. 14th, the 21st, the 28th, the 4th and 11th. That's five. Jesus. That's five. I gotta reevaluate that. 14th, because I'm traveling. 21st, 28th. Jesus. And tax season coming. I gotta do my taxes. Jesus. I gotta figure that out. I'm gonna call Aston. See, I'm gonna be back in Ohio with my daughter and granddaughter. Is there any way I can get a waiver to not to have to come into work? Not to have to come into work on my mandatory Wednesdays. Gotta figure out an angle. I'll be outside the jurisdiction, I wonder. You know. We'll see. That'd be big if I could do that. Cause I'll work those Wednesdays. I mean, even though it'd be nice taking them off, I'll work. We'll see. Anyway, that's where my head is at. Now I want to start checking on Oakland. I would love to drive up there. Wake up Friday mornings, drive up. God, I love it. Driving up there. Get a hotel room, chill, hit the show, relax. Wake up the next morning. That drive to Santa Cruz is beautiful. Lengthy, but beautiful. Get a hotel there. Then drive home. Woo. All right. They got to talk myself into Oakland. God damn it. It is the opening show of the tour. That's all I'm saying. Well, I might walk up my old way. Instead of walking straight. I think I will. Just to mix it up. Even though I could probably turn around now and get my 10,000. Yeah, I think I'm gonna go walk up my old way just for kicks. I used to keep walking straight on the main street and then double back. Previously, I would make a left here and walk up about, I doubt if it's a quarter of a mile. But you know, walk up a little bit under the freeway and walk back. Yeah, let's do it. It's for kicks. I ain't even checking the time. I've done this so much. I know how consistent the time is. And the way I planned it out and mapped it out and how much fat extra time I leave myself. But, you know, I know I'm good. Wanna see? Walking up over the tracks under the freeway, 210 freeway. Then walk back and go back the way I came. Walk back that way. We're not even checking to see what time it is. I'm confident and I feel good. Thinking about my mother. It's not gonna be pretty. It is not going to be pretty. No way around it. Well, there's a way around it, but the alternative, some people might choose the alternative or wish for the alternative. A unexpected abrupt ending, instead of having it dragged out, painfully drug out over time. I can see how that, some people will see that as a very viable option. Because that dragging out deterioration, downward spiral, is not pretty. And not easy to watch or to go through. You almost got to make yourself numb to it. Which probably ain't too difficult for me to do. Especially once I get an idea of a fundamental plan or an idea or what we're trying to accomplish here. Understanding, look, this is going to happen. The way around it. What's the best way we can handle this? Stay focused on that. Navigating the emotional bumps and potholes that will creep up on you, sneak up on you. I cleared all this out. It used to be a little camper car encampment. There. They've cleaned it up. I must say, they've really, the homeless population, I don't know where they put them. I don't know where they went. But I don't see as many of them as I used to, that's for sure. That is for sure. I don't see as many of them as I used to. That is for sure. All across town, my town, LA, walking around here. Now there's still a few, but they almost look transient and not, you know, with encampments or like rolling home facilities or whatever. Not to say that they don't have stuff. They definitely got stuff. But not like tents and sophisticated carts carrying almost like a rolling encampment with the, anyway. Here we are. So I come up here to my normal turnaround spot. If I can look and see what time it is, should be about 10:08, 10:09 if I'm right or wrong. Let me see. 10:02. It's 10:02. I'm like about 6 minutes ahead of schedule, which is good. So I get back a little bit earlier than anticipated. Which I don't mind. And while I'm walking back, check to see what the Oakland, if Oakland is general admission. Check to see if Oakland is general admission. I think it is. Damn. Damn, damn, damn. That's April 25th. That's after taxes. I gotta have my taxes turned in by then. It's over a month away. See, I'll have PTO. I'll have PTO. I'll have PTO to cover that day. It's the month following that that's gonna kill me. If I could think of some way, and somebody had put this in my head, I don't want to reveal who, but if you can figure a way to make it some kind of, not hardship, but like an obligation or something, where maybe taking care of a family member or something like that. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. You know, I'm not gonna lie. I may exaggerate and I probably won't even do much of that. I'll just, you know, eat it. I just have to use the PTO myself. I ain't gonna lie. This is bottom line. This is not what I'm gonna do. Now I'm thinking about looking at my spreadsheet. I got a spreadsheet in Excel on OneDrive of all my hours and stuff for this travel. But I don't have Microsoft Office installed on my phone. I might go ahead and install Microsoft Office. I just want to view the sheet. I should be able to just view it without having to install the full Office product on my phone. How to open up an Excel spreadsheet? My God. I ain't trying to, you know, log in and full blown blah, blah, blah. Maybe I just install Excel. I don't know. And I think I might got a screenshot of it anyway. Worst case scenario, I can remote into my home computer and look at it on there. On my phone, use my phone to remote into my home computer. Open it up on that one. View it that way. Anyhow, damn it. It's the first show of the tour. It'll be the last tour. The final farewell tour. Could be it. It could be it. All right. I think we've pretty much summarize how I feel today and how this Monday is hitting me and how I'm easing into the work week, looking to go 3 weeks straight without taking a day off. And I told the HR lady too, I said, it's got to the point where I celebrate working a whole week. I said, and that's nothing to be celebrated. All I'm celebrating, because I made it through a whole work week. I said, when I first started working here, I went 2 years without taking a day off. So now look where I'm at. And she sympathized. I mean, people sympathize. I know I'm not going through anything too out there or too outlandish or obscure or just, you know, insane. You know, I ain't the first person to go through this. Probably not even the only person going through this with HR right now. Yeah. Yeah. I got gas too. I think it must be, I don't think it's from the chicken. I think it's from the seasoned fries. The only thing I ate yesterday was the fried chicken and the Wingstop French fries. I told them to put extra seasoning on it, but damn, I done had gas last night to up until today. Good gas too. That kind, when you let it out, it feels good. You can just feel your stomach. And last night, I can just feel my stomach. It was all in my stomach. But when you let it out, you can feel the instant relief on your stomach. Now it just good farts, just good gas explosions. Feels good as God. Feel good to be walking, just let it out. You feel your stomach settle a little bit. You know, just out here walking, nobody around, just let it go. Not that it matters. I'd be with my daughter, wherever I'm at. And I'd be like, she'd go, ugh. I don't even be paying attention. She could be like in the other room. She'll hear it. Ugh. Dad! Yeah, I got to figure something out. Maybe I'll ask my daughter, you working Wednesday? What about Wednesday? Would I have to babysit Wednesday? Or do something? What's Wednesday? Wednesday is her rehearsal, which is nothing. Or maybe I'm out of town. Take care of my mother would be one. That'd get me. I'm sure that'd get me to work from home. Somebody has to be here with my mother. That would get me off. I'll think of something, I'm sure. I'll think of something, I'm sure. All right. Happy Monday, boys and girls. It's going to be a good week. I don't know why I said that. People always say that. I guess in anticipation, or just to put that out there in the universe, or to kind of motivate themselves. Because I like to be more skeptical. Like, when I go see P-Funk, they say, ooh. Somebody said, oh, yeah, they're going to be so good tonight. I said, we'll see. They'd be like, oh, they're going to be so good. I'd be like, they're the best. I'd be like, we'll see. Every night, it's a blank slate, if you ask me. I mean, consistently, they've been hitting it, nailing it. But still, what have you done for me today? We'll see. Oh, it's going to be so good. Don't you think they're going to be good? I'll be like, we'll see. That damn band. That's the way I look at things. I like to look at them almost pessimistically, or at least skeptically, and just let it unfold. Don't want to anticipate or put too much on it. You know, basically, I can say I just don't want to put too much expectation on it. That's a good way to put it. Don't put too much expectation on it. That way, your feelings don't get hurt. How about that? How about that? right. All right. People will, like, run you down. I really watch it, buddy. I don't care if it say don't walk. Damn it. I'm walking. Man, I gotta watch that, though. I gotta keep an eye on that. That's on me. I gotta take responsibility for that. That's on me. I can't just be doing that. Anyhow, swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in this, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. The totality of it all, theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.